excessive heat protocol. Pittsburgh Public Schools, 39 schools will be remote today because of the heat. Once it hits 85, right, Paul?
85 is the floor.
And I thought, well, what happens on remote learning days? I should talk to a teacher. Oh, wait a minute. My son Zach's a teacher in Pittsburgh Public Schools and is in one of those 39 schools, Westinghouse. Zach, good morning.
Good morning, Dad.
So when you hear this, do you feel glad to be able to work from home, or is it more of a challenge to do this remotely?
Well, it's a little bit of both. You know, there's obviously the challenges that go with it. The expectation, you know, on these days, on these remote learning days, is that we're, you know, still conducting live synchronous instruction for the students. But, you know, as we know, and on days like that, there can be, you know, technology connectivity issues. So it can be tough sometimes to check in with students, but we work hard to make sure that, you know, on these days we are checking in with as many students as we can, but there always, you know, inevitably are those students that are hard to get in touch with on days like this. So that makes it challenging for sure.
Zach, this is Paul Rasmussen. I want to note, can you see the students? Or can you talk face-to-face like a Zoom call?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, at PPS, we use Microsoft Teams, and, you know, I have live meetings with my students during the regular class time that we would meet. So, you know, we start a live meeting and all the students join, and, you know, we all get warmed up together and for the activity, for the lesson, and try to make it as close to, you know, the same type of direct instruction that we do in school. But honestly, there's a lot of things that you can do online that you can't really do in the classroom that make it kind of fun and exciting for, you know, all the students who are able to join. So
yeah, give us an example of that, because I know this time of the year, as the weather gets warm, as the summer approaches, it's harder and harder just from a practical standpoint to keep students focused because they're thinking other things. So what can you do online to keep them engaged?
Yeah, a lot of the times at the end of the year too, there's that just general giddiness that comes along with with being in, you know, the end of the year at school. And online, I've noticed it's actually kind of interesting because, you know, there is a mute button if you need it. But there's also a lot of things that you can do online gaming wise, you know, learning games that students really get into. Obviously gaming is really big right now for, you know, our students. And anytime you get a chance to turn learning into a game, that's fantastic. And a lot of times you get the opportunity to do that online, and you even get to see, you know, students who wouldn't normally engage as much. Sometimes they engage more when they're online. You'll see their face, you know, they'll get on their camera and participate in a different way. So it's always exciting to see it, you know, unfold that way as well.
A lot of people say, Zach, Paul and I were talking about this, well, back in our day, we just sweated it out, but you don't have AC in the schools. That makes it really tough, but some of the kids don't have AC at home either.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, there is that part of the picture that we have to consider. But, you know, in some of these buildings, you'll have classrooms that are, you know, up over close to 100 degrees or more, and rooms without windows and, you know, poor ventilation. Some of the gymnasiums can get really, you know, really sweltering. So, you know, it is important in that larger setting, especially, I think, to you know, mitigate that if we can and kind of make adjustments. Unfortunately, it's just kind of is part of the process, you know.
I've never had a chance to ask a teacher this question, Zach. We've reported often in the following months following the pandemic about a topic called learning loss, and some people saying how ineffective remote teaching was. But now we have you here. Tell us what you think about the effectiveness of this remote learning.
Yeah, I think, you know, the key word is really access. I think that students who gain the, you know, the most from remote learning, the ones who had the greatest access to the instruction. And I think, you know, unfortunately, during the COVID-19 pandemic, we had, you know, issues with with bridging that gap. And I think especially in our underserved communities, where, you know, there is more support needed. So, you know, while there are those benefits of remote learning that we've kind of discovered along the way, it's absolutely, you know, true that the challenges that come with it, I think, make, you know, in-person instruction the preference for most teachers, students, you know, families, I think, across the board. But, you know, like I said, we adjust accordingly.
What's the last day for Pittsburgh Public School students, Zach?
Last day for Pittsburgh Public School students. The 8th? I got the teacher day circled. The 8th is a Saturday.
Oh, you guys, that's the kids. You have to go in an extra day? Is that it?
Yeah, I'm done on the 15th.
All right. Well, we'll let you get to class, but thanks for jumping on and letting Paul and I grill you.
Absolutely. I enjoyed it. Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Paul.
All right. My son, Zach, teacher at Pittsburgh Public Schools, one of the 39 that are on the extreme heat protocol.
And here we've been working together all these years, and I did not know that he was in the PPS system.
Yes. I have good insight into what goes on.
Well, now I know.
Some of which I can tell you.
Yeah, right.